All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Two up, two down for the wild card weekend for my picks, and now it is on to the divisional round to see how things will fare out. Four exciting games on tap this weekend, with four winners advancing to the conference championship games. Who will it be? We'll have to wait and see. But with that said, here are my picks for the divisional weekend in the NFL playoffs. Now, it's going to get started tomorrow afternoon as the AFC West champion Kansas City Chiefs will be taking on the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts right now are the hottest team in football. This is a squad that began the season with a record of 1-5. They finished the regular season with a record of 10-6. They went to Houston last weekend and dominated their AFC South brethren in the Texans. And you look at quarterback Andrew Luck. He is playing like the Andrew Luck that we saw before he got injured. And as Andrew Luck goes, so does the fate of this Indianapolis Colts team. And you look at the way that Luck is playing. You look at the confidence that he has, and more importantly, you look at the offensive line that is in front of him that is giving him all of the time in the world to navigate against opposing defenses. Now, on the flip side for Kansas City, we've seen what quarterback Patrick Mahomes can do as he knows how to light it up, but the biggest question marks of surrounding this Kansas City Chiefs team all season long has been their defense, and generally in the postseason, your weaknesses will get exposed. I think the defensive inefficiency of the Kansas City Chiefs will be exposed tomorrow versus the Colts. Thus, I'm going to take Indy on the road by the score of 30-24. Now, in primetime in LA, you're going to have the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Dallas Cowboys. And when you think about the Cowboys and Rams in the playoffs, you think about so many matchups that they had throughout the 1970s and the 1980s with the likes of Roger Staubach, Eric Dickerson, Jack Youngblood, Tony Dorsett, just to name a few of the greats who have suited up for both of these teams in January. This time around for the Dallas Cowboys, it's all about their running game once again with running back Ezekiel Elliott, as when he is on, he is the engine for this Cowboys offense. Now, if this Rams defense wants to go out there and key on Elliott a little bit too much, they have to worry about wide receiver Amari Cooper on the outside. However, I think it's going to be important for the Dallas Cowboys when they have the football to win first down. Why? Because you want to stay on schedule. You want to stay on balance, because if you're going back there and you're going to be in a pass first mentality versus this Rams defense, you could be in for a long night. You look at that Rams defensive line with the likes of Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh, how they can wreak havoc and they can make life tough for Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Now, on the flip side, when you talk about defense, you're looking at one of the better units in the NFL that the Cowboys will put on the field, and they've got to try to find a way to keep this Rams defense, offense, off balance. And they have to find a way to slow down running back Todd Gurley, who did not have the same type of production in December that he had earlier in the season. But you look at Rams quarterback Jared Goff. This guy is a calm, cool, and collected customer, and it's going to be important for this Cowboys defense led by rookie linebacker Leighton Vander Esch to try to make him feel uncomfortable. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair, and both teams have a very small margin for error. However, I'm going to give the slight edge to the Rams in this contest and get them to the NFC Championship game by the score of 27-23. Now, moving ahead to Sunday, you're going to have the Los Angeles Chargers making the trek east for the second consecutive weekend to take on the New England Patriots. Now, the Patriots come into this contest favored by 4 points, but a lot of people feel that the Chargers have everything in place to win. You look at their defense, and it starts with their pass rush, and I'm talking about Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram up front, and you look at safety Derwin James, who I feel should be in the running to be the NFL's defensive rookie of the year. The Patriots offense is not as explosive as we've seen in the past, and I think what New England is going to have to do on offense in this contest is utilize their running backs more, with the likes of Rex Burkhead, with the likes of James White, on passes, on screen passes, trying to get them out of the backfield quickly to kind of keep these Chargers linebackers and defensive backs at bay. You look at the way that Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers is playing right now, and he is definitely playing like an MVP, as this is the best season of his soon-to-be Hall of Fame career. But what we've seen over the years with the Patriots defense, bend but don't break mentality. They'll let you do whatever you want to between the 20s, but once you get inside that red zone, they will contract and make it tough for you to get touchdowns and have to end up settling for field goals. Now, the bottom line is the Chargers do have the better team than the Patriots, but it's so tough to bet against the Patriots with Tom Brady at quarterback and Bill Belichick at head coach in the month of January, and it won't be pretty, but I think they find a way in this contest to get the 31-27 win. And finally, on Sunday evening in New Orleans, you're going to have the NFC South champion Saints hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, it took a missed field goal by Bears kicker Cody Parkey last Sunday to get Philly to this point, but they are definitely happy for a rematch with a team that humiliated them during the regular season. The key for the Eagles, their defense has to have a good get-off versus the Saints offense, because the bottom line is, if they allow Saints quarterback Drew Brees to get into a rhythm, and if they allow running backs Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara to get going early, they can be in for a long afternoon. Now, this Saints defense has been shaky at times, and it's going to be up to quarterback Nick Foles to try to take advantage of that. And by doing so, he needs to find his big-time targets on the outside in wide receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Golden Tate early and often. This will not be a blowout like it was the first time around, but the bottom line is the Saints are the better team. They are so tough to defeat at home, and I think Philly will come up short once again, this time by the score of 34-27. So folks, those are my picks for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.